Tachat Tumas Paratat Mishnah Beis V'Chayedes V'Laker U'V'Shecha U'V'Peya. Somebody who plants seeds of Truma, well, growth has a din of Truma. But even though it has a din of Truma, you're chayev to leave the matos aniyim. You have to allow the aniyim to collapse the laka shecha and peya. V'aniyeh Yisrael, v'aniyeh kornim v'lakta. Both the aniyim that are not kornim and the aniyim that are kornim can't collect the laka shecha and peya. As even though the aniyim that are not kornim would not be allowed to eat the laka shecha and peya since it has a din of Truma, but they would be allowed to collect it. Since they cannot eat the lekha chikla and peya, instead they would sell it to kornim and receive in return the value of truma, as truma has less value than chulin, since there is less demand for it as only kornim could eat it. And they're allowed to keep the money they receive in return. They don't have to give it to the kornim gratis. They're allowed to receive money in return, even though it has a din of truma. Rabbi Tarfon Oimer lo yilaktu ela aniye kornim shema yishkachu v'yitnu l'tov pin. Rabbi Tarfon said, only aniyim that are kornim can collect lekach shekhan peya of truma. As if aniyim that are not kornim would collect it, were afraid that maybe they'll forget it's truma and they'll put some of it in their mouth. They'll eat some of it. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, and came lo yilaktu ela tahir. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Tarfon, if you're afraid that the aniyim will forget its truma and eat some of the lekach shecha peya, then only kornim tahorim should be allowed to collect the lekach shecha peya. As a kornim that's tummy is not allowed to eat truma, and we should be afraid that maybe he'll forget his truma and put some of it in his mouth. While Rabbi Tarfon holds that kornim are very careful never to eat truma when they're tummy. Kornim are the reason him. They're careful to make sure that when they're tummy, they do not eat truma inadvertently. Sacher truma is paratash mishnah came over chayevis b'maisr uva maisr ani. Somebody who plants seeds of truma, even though the what grows has a din of truma, you still have to take off the maisr and the maisr ani. You have to take off maisr, and included is also truma. You also have to take off truma, even though the mishnah does not mention that, but that's included. Well, the mission says you're chayiv and meiser, and you have to give meiser rishon to the levi, and the levi would have to separate trumas meiser from the meiser rishon and give it to the kohen. And in the third and sixth year of shemitah, you would also have to take off meiser ani from the produce to give it to the aniyim. As even though what grows has a din of truma, that's only midrabana. As min haTorah, when you plant seeds of truma, what grows is not truma. So since what grows is only truma midrabana, you still have to take off the trumas and maestras from the produce. V'aniyeh Yisrael, v'aniyeh kornim nolim. Both aniyim that are Yisrael that are not kornim, and also aniyim that are kornim can take the maestr ani from this produce. But the aniyim that are not kornim cannot eat the maestr ani since it has a din of truma, and only a korn can eat truma. So what would the aniyim that are not kornim do with the maestr ani? So the mission teaches us, v'aniyeh Yisrael, mayuchon eshalahem l'kornim. It's made truma. Vahadam in Shalahem. The aniyim that are Yisrael, they receive maizrani from this produce and has a din of truma, they would sell the maizrani to kornim and receive in return the value of truma. And they can keep that money. As even though the maizrani has a din of truma, they don't just have to give it to the kornim, they can sell it to the kornim and keep the money they receive in return. And the Rama speaks that. And so too the Levim that receive maizrisha from this produce that has a din of truma, after separating Truma's Maizer from this produce and giving it to the Kohen, they would have to sell the rest of the Maizer Rishon to the Kohen. And they can't eat the Maizer Rishon themselves since it has a din of Truma, as even a lady cannot eat produce that has a din of Truma. So they would sell it instead and receive money in return. HaChayvei B'Shuvah. Somebody who wants to stress this produce that has a din of Truma has to eat stress the produce. As if he uses animals to stress the animals will eat from the produce. And a non-Kohen cannot have his animal eat produce that is truma. But he can't muzzle the animals either, as it's forbidden to muzzle animals that are working in the field. So the mission teaches us that somebody who threshes the produce using sticks is praiseworthy. This is the best advice to give as to how to thresh this produce that has its inner truma, not to use animals at all, instead to use sticks to thresh the produce. The Hadash Kesayak, somebody who insists on threshing the produce with animals, how should he go about doing so? Tolak fifos b'tavari behema. He should hang baskets by the necks of the animals that are threshing the produce and put inside the baskets the same type of produce that the animals aren't threshing. And that way the animals will eat from the produce in the baskets and won't eat from the produce that has a dinner truma. Nimsa lo zomem es abehema velo maichol es a truma. That way he is not muzzling the animals, nor is he allowing the animals to eat from the truma. And since the animals will eat from the produce in the baskets, they will not eat from the produce that is truma. And that's advice to give to somebody who insists on threshing the produce with animals.